Welcome back to Living the Dream. We're sitting here during the break listening to Chuck Mangione's Feel So Good. And John, I feel so good because we've talked about how to handle time today and how to educate yourself. And we've talked about some great opportunities there are to learn things on your own. One thing I want to point out to listeners, there's a lot of these resources available at personalsuccess.com, www.personalsuccess.com. That is John Richardson's personal site where he does
Personal Success Today.
I'm sorry, Personal Success Today. I messed that up. PersonalSuccessToday.com.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a lot of resources that he has listed there. I know because I get his blogs and I see some of the things in his site. And there's a lot of great resources and suggestions for things that you can look up to educate and improve yourself. John, what do you think would be the most important thing for someone to do to take action today to make a small step towards learning on their own?
You know, the one thing I would say that's made the most difference in my life is to, if you watch TV or do something like that, is to start off with either a half hour or an hour, put the TV aside, and decide to either pick up a book, visit a blog, watch a YouTube video, and set a goal to learn something new. Because, you know, learning is a constant activity, and there's so many ways to learn now. And no matter whether you're an audio, visual, or kinesthetic learner, there are resources out there, and most of them are free, to be able to move yourself to that next step.
And I would suggest that we tag along with something he mentioned last time, which is set a timer for a certain amount of time, whatever that is, and use that as your learning time so that you don't, because what happens is you'll first start this and you'll realize you'll want to do this a lot because you'll be learning so much and it's so much fun. The next thing you know, you're being sucked into social media and YouTube. So you have to set that timer.
Yeah.
And first, to make sure that you take time to do it, and second, to make sure that you don't take too much time to do it, because there's, you have to balance the rest of your life too. And anything can become an obsession. And the truth is, there's so much great stuff out there, it can be very hard to turn that off once you start it.
Yeah, just an example. The first book, the first fiction book that I wrote, I set that timer two times a day in the morning. And within a little over 3 months, I had my first book, the first draft written. And so you can do some amazing things by just setting aside an hour or two a day and just click that button on the timer.
Well, John, it's been a great conversation. We've really focused on the learn constantly part of what we try to talk about here, because on Living the Dream, we want to discuss how to live well, learn constantly, laugh often, and lend a hand. We've really drilled down on the learn constantly today, and I think that's a very important thing to do. This has been Living the Dream. Our special guest host in the studio today has been author, speaker, and trainer John Richardson. Murray Waite will be back with us for the next show. I am your host, Steve Matley. We'll see you next time on Living the Dream. This is Radio Filipino America.